Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of Shane Mitchell's new play, Christmas on the Yukon.
And here to talk about it, we have the director of ACT, Don Gomes, and Shane Mitchell himself.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you.
Nice to be here, as always.
Well, Shane, this is a new play of yours, obviously. That's why you're here, Christmas on the Yukon.
Right.
And it's a Christmas play, obviously, because the name Christmas is in the title.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about your play and maybe what was your reason or how you came about to write that play?
Well, that's awesome. A number of years ago, I wrote an adaptation of Little Women for Anchorage Community Theater. And Don's predecessor, Bill Cotton. Said, well, we'd love to have you write a Christmas play, but what I really want is make sure it's not a play just set at Christmas. I want a play about Christmas, and if we could have some music in it, that would be really swell. And so one of the things that I did is cast back into my own memory. I mean, you're a playwright. You know that generally an awful lot of who we are ends up on the page.
Right, right, of course.
And I grew up in a very rural environment, no television, and Christmas was way old-fashioned. And I think most people, when they're in their childhood, think that what they're living is what everybody else is living. And then you grow up and you realize what you were living was very unique to your family. And so I said, yeah, I want to take this and make it accessible to people who didn't have this wonderful rural Christmas experience, this Christmas in the country experience. And that was kind of the impetus for where the show started.
Well, you're taking this to, I should say, an extreme in a way, by the Yukon being very rural, not just like Kansas. It's someplace way off the beaten path in this play.
In my case, I grew up, my father was a forest ranger. So we were extremely isolated. We were 30 miles away from any sort of civilization at all. We lived alone. And it was just, you know, when the Christmas break hits, it's me and my three brothers and my mom and dad, and that's who you socialized with. That was, and, you know, I remember certain times that almost being trapped. A time when the snow had fallen so deeply, and this was in the Rocky Mountains before I lived in Kansas, that the snow had fallen so deeply, it fell way past the bumpers of the vehicles, so we couldn't even get out. And as opposed to feeling frightening, there was almost a cozy feeling about that, because if you couldn't get out, nothing could get in either, you know? And so that it was just you and this very loving family, but that doesn't make for a very good play. So we introduce some conflict into it.
Very good. It's a lovely play. I enjoy it very much.
Thank you.
And so how did come you chose to put it on?
Well, as Shane mentioned, it was commissioned for Shane to write the play for us to do as a mm-hmm. holiday show at ACT. And so the first part of the process, actually, this was read at the Last Frontier Theater Conference mm-hmm. in Valdez last summer. And then since then, there's been some adjustments. And that one of the nice things about this is it's a very collaborative process. And so between Shane and myself and the director, Krista Schwarty, we've talked about it and suggested some changes. And people have added, well, historically, I wonder if this is correct, and yada, yada, things have been added, or what about this? Gee, the trees really looked like this. And so it's been a fabulous process. Plus, for the actors, there's not a whole lot of opportunity here to do original pieces. And so they get to create a new character. And it's a very intimate process, because very often when you do an established script, that author is somewhere in the world or dead or otherwise. This way, it's very real. All of us are in it together. So that's been a real fun part of the process. And the fact that it's set in the late 1890s and period piece, that's created a lot of excitement for the designers to create an atmosphere that's really warm and real, very much like Shane was expressing about that really kind of intimacy, that closeness that we all sort of aspire to.
Well, and being invited to rehearsals, you know, it's just wonderful to watch the evolution. Krista is a wonderful director. You've had her on here before, and she's done works of mine before. But to watch the set evolve, and it is just, it's fantastic. You step into it, and it's just so cozy. You look at the set, and you go, oh, this is so cozy before a word is ever spoken. It really is wonderful. It's going to be a fantastic production.
I'm looking forward to it very much because I grew up in a very small town, 100 people if you count the dogs. And so I'm familiar with this kind of Christmas, really, because it was just my family.
Well, and it's wonderful that even people who didn't have the country Christmas experience or the rural Christmas experience, everybody brings their own warmth, their own feelings, mm-hmm. their family traditions into it. And it's fantastic. It's just a wonderful cast, a wonderful set of designers. I love it.
Interesting point about the cast, too. We have a lot of veterans. We have some newcomers and some people that are new to ACT.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Don Gomes and Shane Mitchell, talking about Shane Mitchell's new play, Christmas on the Yukon, which opens next week at ACT.
One of the things that when Don was mentioning the evolution mm-hmm. of the script, one of the gentlemen in the show, Doug Causey, teaches biology for the University of Alaska. And there's a kind of a plot element that's originally centered around people having the measles. And he goes, that cannot be the measles. We have got to find another disease. That measles would not have done. And the director says, well, you know, Shane, can we change this? And I go, I am willing to defer to Doug Causey, professor of biology, on this or any other matter regarding to health. You know, just everybody bringing their own unique views is great.
Yeah, of what? Actually, I remember measles is a very dangerous disease I was a child.
In this case, it's about how fast an individual could catch it, and how long the duration of the disease would endure.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, it was about 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, even in my youth, I knew individuals mm-hmm. who had passed mm-hmm. away from measles, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's what had stuck in my head. Oh, measles is so dangerous. Mm-hmm. But it just didn't fit in this scope, and regardless of what my memory told me, when you're dealing with a biology professor who says, no, dude, that doesn't happen that way, you got to kind of go, well, okay, my memory of being 7 may be faulty.
You know, Shane, you mentioned that Bill had asked for a play with music, and
right.
so there is some music in the show, but I wouldn't classify it as a musical.
No, it's the sort of music that you would play in your own home, you know? The whole idea is, I think, if I were to generate an idea of what I want the audience to feel, is that you are sitting in this lodge, this inn, with your own family. You know, and that was a way we grew up. My father always played the guitar and the harmonica, and it sounds a little Waltons, you know. but we would literally gather around him, and he would sing. And it was a big thing that continues in my house to this day, that as the clock strikes midnight, they would read the Christmas story from the Bible while somebody would strum gently on a guitar. And then we would all sing these Christmas carols sitting around. It's that feeling that I want the music to evoke, not the idea that this is somehow a musical.
Don, what were you going to say when I so rudely interrupted you?
Oh, no, I was just pointing out about the cast that it's a great mix of people. Plus, Bill Cotton, who he and Shane were the brain trust putting the idea together in the beginning, will actually play one of the characters, Doc Spencer, one weekend because the fellow who was cast, Marty Bauman, has to be out of town that weekend. So Bill gets to actually see it from beginning to end, so to speak.
And it's wonderful. The cast is, you know, from teenage kids all the way up to people who are a lot older than teenage kids. But because of that, because of this age dispersal, you get that multi-generational feeling of Christmas that you can get in your own home. And I think that it will really lend a warmth to the audience who gets to experience that.
Shane mentioned the set, and I have to say, Alan Clark has just come into his own, and he's basically saying to me, you know, the training wheels are off now because Brian Saylor was out of town for all the time that this was going on. And he has done just a marvelous job. He's got great attention to detail. And then you add Jamie Rodriguez and Linda Benson and Shannon Luss doing set dressing and props and costumes, all these people, they say, well, no, that kind of button wasn't in existence then, or this kind of pelt needs to be part of that from that territory.
Well, and the thing that was wonderful to me was when I walked in, and I hope I'm not giving anything away, but I stepped in and the lodge is built, and on one wall is this bearskin rug. And you go, yeah, you know, this sets us in time and place and environment. I mean, it just that attention to detail was just super to see, very fun for me to experience.
Well, this sounds like a very interesting play. You set the atmosphere quite well, talking about the time period and the place. But it's not just a Pat Boone special. It's got some drama to this play as well. And I don't want you to give away the whole idea of the play, because I know there's some surprises. But give a sense of just where the drama lies in this play. Where's the conflict?
That's a great question. The kids are alone in their house. Their mom and dad, mm-hmm. he's kind of a backwoods doctor, not really a medical doctor, but they've gone to deliver a baby, mm-hmm. the mom and father, and the blizzard has rolled in, so the kids are alone. And as they're alone, some people from the Canadian Mounted Police roll in, and they are hunting a fugitive who may or may not be one of the guests in the inn. And so the idea that the parents are trapped, the girls are alone, there's this potentially dangerous criminal who may be in this inn, really makes it fun and thrilling.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time.
There's, there's a cliffhanger right there, wasn't
right,
there?
Right, right. This is good. That's the point to stop it at.
Right.
Anyway, I really want to thank you for coming, Don Gomes and Shane Mitchell, to talk about Shane Mitchell's wonderful new play, which I've actually seen once and liked very much at ACT. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Anchorage Opera's production of A Mall of the Night Visitors by Menotti in collaboration with West High will be presented at West High on Friday, November 22nd at 8 p.m. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS, and it's quite cheap.
At Cyrano's, Come to Me Leopards by our own Arlisha Jones has been held over for an additional weekend, so you can see it if you missed it. Show times are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Theater Artists United is holding auditions for Pippin at the Alaska Dance Theater, 550 East 33rd Avenue, on Sunday from 6 to 8. On Monday and Tuesday at the Alaska Native Center, 8800 A Heritage Center Drive, from 6 to 8:30. Be prepared with a song and dance, roles for every age and gender in the player chorus.
UAA Theater's presentation of the musical Big River, with music by Roger Miller and based on the stories of Mark Twain, runs through November the 24th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
The Alaska Quarterly Review will have a reading tonight of a short drama by Red Shuttleworth, read by Deborah Gideon and Lindsay Lamar. Location, 11401 Old Glen Highway in Eagle River. Time, 7 to 8:30.
And finally, Anchorage Community Theater will be producing an original play by Anchorage playwright Shane Mitchell called Christmas on the Yukon. It will open November the 22nd and run through December the 22nd. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of the Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.